At the age of 21, JT Lopez had the kind of success many young people can only dream of. He was a sought-after session musician in his native Puerto Rico, playing gigs and touring with some of the island's top musicians. But then he gave it all up to follow his own beat by starting over in a new town. Diane Bach has our story.
Snow in Africa is on a mission to become one of the top rock and roll acts in the world.
The wonderful thing about them, for me, is that they're fresh and new, and they're not doing the old stuff over and over.
Don Peake would know. He's been part of the rock and roll scene for half a century. He played lead guitar for the Everly Brothers, and he helped create Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. It takes a lot to impress him.
You know, they have original material, they have a good sound, they look great, and they're really nice people.
It's said that music bridges the gaps between cultures, and Snow in Africa is a case in point. Nick Soliday, the band's founder and lead singer, is from Oklahoma. Lead guitarist Kai Nakamura grew up in Japan. Drummer Pavel Waldman is from the Czech Republic. And then there's bass player Juan Tomas Lopez, otherwise known as JT.
I come from a little town. It's called Rincón, Puerto Rico.
I remember when I was like really small, my dad would be just pumping music out, and my mom and my dad would go dancing, and it was like salsa music.
JT was 12 when he picked up his first instrument, a guitar that was a hand-me-down from his sister. A few years later, he switched to playing bass. From then on, he ate, slept, and breathed music.
I literally woke up really early in the morning, warmed up, practiced, went to class, went practice, had no social life.
JT studied classical and Latin jazz at the prestigious Conservatory of Music of Puerto Rico. He trained with exceptional musicians like Eddie Gomez, the Grammy Award-winning jazz bassist. They didn't just teach him about music. They taught him about identity.
When you're studying in a conservatory in a place like this, you're an artist. You have to remember that you can't forget where you come from, and you have to have this history in you. It's not play music and don't know anything about your culture. So these people, you know, basically ingrained that on me.
Meanwhile, outside of school, JT was becoming a highly sought-after session player.
I played salsa, I played jazz, I played reggae. Everything you could think about, I've done that you could play on that little island.
But he wasn't satisfied.
When you're a session player, you think like, I just need money and I'll play and whatever, and I want to create something that lasts forever.
In search of that something, JT responded to a listing he saw for a bass player in LA.
I saw this ad, I read it like 5 times, and I saw myself playing with the guys.
So he picked up his bass and flew from San Juan to Los Angeles.
So JT's audition tape was awesome.
Snow in Africa's Nick Soliday.
When he first got out here and he moved in, he literally came up for the audition and we're like, we don't want you to go, you know, you're moving in. He brought a flag. His flag, we stuck it up on the wall.
Two, one, two. I have to think in Spanish and translate. It's just how I roll. But I know Kai does too. And, you know, you see us like looking at each other and we're like saying stuff in different languages, but we understand each other.
With a glance and a chord change, they communicate. At a club in San Luis Obispo, the band's firing on all cylinders. Jonathan Valls just discovered the band, and he's seeing them for the second time in a week.
If anyone listening gets a chance to see Snow in Africa, come like take that chance, because it's a great, great experience.
It's also a lot of hard work with no guarantee of success. Right now, they're 4 guys in their 20s, sharing a dream and a 2-bedroom apartment in LA.
The funny thing about the band is that it seems like it's all meant to be. I love these guys. A lot of bands say that, you know, we live together, we're a family band.
And while the band can't replace JT's family back in Puerto Rico, he's landed in another place that feels like home. For Latino USA, I'm Diane Bach in Los Angeles.